Billy. He's a bozo. A bozo. Really?
Yeah. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had to tighten the plan. Yeah. I got it right in the end. Ay. Now we on top, top once again.
This is CJ. You're watching the season finale of Game Day Gridiron. Welcome to the holiday season. Welcome to a fabulous week as we're going into finals period. Good luck to everybody on that. As we reach the season finale in the show, I'm so appreciated with what I was able to do this semester, especially as a first year, especially as a freshman. Being able to do a podcast like this has been a dream of mine for a long, long time. I never knew really where to start. And with all the progress that I made in the first semester, I'm very, very pleased. I'm not going to stop, too. I know I'm going to make it to very, very, you know, extreme heights. I want to take this podcast even farther in semester number two. Hopefully get the media and marketing down a lot better than I was able to in the first semester. That's all part of learning. That's all part of knowing what the process is in terms of media development. And I just want to thank, you know, everybody basically for watching this podcast. The good people that have been, you know, watching ever since I made this all the way back in August, to the people that are still listening to it, even here in December, even in the late holiday season, as football season is starting to wrap up or die down, as it's, you know, said by a lot of people. I just gotta thank y'all. You know, you guys make it really possible. Like I said, this is gonna get even better when I come back. It's gonna get more improved, especially since I'm gonna be taking this on the road, actually, for next week game against UConn and Georgetown. That's gonna be a nice one. I'm gonna be taking this whole thing on the road during winter break. You're gonna hear me when I'm going to the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium, where it's gonna be Nebraska versus Boston College playing each other. You're gonna hear me and talk about lifestyles where it is in the Dominican Republic and Jamaica, where I'm going on vacation, by the way, starting January 2nd. That's going to be very, very fun to see as well. It's going to be a nice project to definitely be working on. So I'm just really proud of what I was able to do in semester number one, especially. I don't want to take much of the time here or two. I'm only going to make this around 10 to 15 minutes. All that other sports talk, I'll probably get to on another note. It's just, it's not something that I really want to stay relevant with right now, especially. But I know I've been talking about a lot of the successes that I've seen sports-wise, but I feel like I haven't done as good of a job as I wanted to. Not saying that, like, the stuff I haven't done already is amazing. I've gotten great, you know, reviews and stuff by many of my peers and many of the other students here on campus, too, about making this podcast, you know, being as young as I am or whatever. But I feel like I definitely could have done better. Like, better in terms of making the social media better. Better in terms of marketing for this podcast, especially when the area that I am, especially over social media. That's definitely going to be something that I'm going to take into account for semester number two. But also, it's the fact that I want to get the people of this campus involved more than I have been. Because I did do two, you know, features at the beginning of the semester two. I initially thought I was going to do it for every podcast, every week. Ultimately, it was hard to find people to make that, you know, a reality. But it just is what it is with the timing. But I definitely want to do a good job, not just in inviting people here who love sports, by the way, who want to debate topics with me, especially. But I definitely feel like I could do a better job of, you know, getting people involved outside of this, like on the social media aspect of this, like asking questions about sports, making prizes, matter of fact, maybe even giveaways. You know, something that could very, very much, you know, boost, you know, the viewer rating of this podcast significantly, and maybe, you know, even transition more to the YouTube side of it. Now, I already do that already. I already, like, get the podcast, and I use RSS to upload it to YouTube and stuff like that, but that isn't really as special as, like, making a face-to-face encounter and publishing it to YouTube. You know what I mean? So I feel like I definitely could do a lot more, especially on that side of it. It's just this semester, I was just trying to start off with, like, learning how the basics were, learning how to get, you know, constructive tools down, learning how to do this podcast, first of all, consistently, which is definitely the key this semester, and making it, you know, as good as I can. You know, I've always loved sports as a kid. Ever since I was little, I always loved basketball. I always loved playing baseball as a kid, too, until the fifth grade where I got hit in the face by a baseball and, you know, bled out for a little while. And then I tried football later, sophomore year of high school, and then the rest was history with that. But I just always been a person that loves sports and just love to cover it too. I mean, when it came to big topics, I feel like I could debate like better than the rest of them. I feel like I could be one of the best in the game. And, you know, as a stepping stone to get into that industry, I feel like I've done very well. I mean, everybody always has the dream of always being like, oh, I want to play in a professional sports league. I mean, obviously, things don't turn out the way that some people think it's going to be. And that's fine. That's okay. Because I always say when one door closes, another one opens. It always does. It always finds a way to come back to you as a more positive experience. And I feel like those positive experiences are me growing up with these sports, having lifelong memories I can be able to look back on and now have a better education about what I'm talking about, because I'm a person that actually has been able to live through it. And a lot of people out there have the same thing with sports as well in their lives. One way or another, a lot of people's like core memories in life is a sports moment, whether that be winning a championship, whether that be scoring 30 points in a game, whether that be scoring a home run that equaled in your team winning the game, whatever it is, it's something that stays with you for a lifetime. And I feel like those definitely help as well when it comes to this industry too. It's about making moments that last a lifetime. And it's about making things that stay in your mind, even after days at a time, after weeks at a time, after years at a time. And that's something that really has inspired me to just like come out and like be like, I want to be special. And this is why I want to be special, because of these moments right here. I know I've been going on a rant for probably a little bit over more than 8 minutes here. Like I said, I wanted to keep this 10 minutes. I wanted to keep this relatively short for time's sake. Plus, I have my bus coming at like 1:55, so I have less than even 2 hours to get that stuff done. And with packing stuff, you know how that is. But I do want to give one final shout out to Casey. Casey Puccini here at the Media and Society Department. I know I've said it two times. I know, not even two times. I said it many times before on my podcast, every single time at the start, thanking him for the work that he's done here, especially, You know, he's done many hard work, has given many countless lessons on how to make this thing work, especially, you know, semester number one. And I definitely couldn't have done it without his help. Definitely couldn't have done it without the Media and Society program here, especially at Hobart and William Smith. It really helped me accelerate where I want to be and my expectations and goals in the upcoming future as well. So gotta love them over here as well. And then to wrap it up, I need to figure out how to end it off on a good note. If I had to end it off on a good note for you guys, it would be that many times in my life, I was scared of doing something because I thought I was going to look ridiculous and I was going to be made fun of for the stuff that I was doing. This has happened many times before, God knows, in middle school, in high school. I may have played sports, but I was never the popular kid, stuff like that, etc. And doing this podcast and doing all these many things and many unique things, especially in college, has taught me a very, very important lesson, is to not shy away from doing what you like. Even if it looks ridiculous to other people, even if they say you're not qualified, even if they say that you're not as, you know, good or not as, you know, unique or not as funny or not as charismatic as somebody else. Because at the end of the day, all that matters in how much it makes you feel and how much it makes you happy and how much it makes a difference in your life. Because at the end of the day, not everything is forever. So when you look back on your life and you reflect, are you going to look at all the times where you said you could have done something and not look back at all the times that you did do something and you did something amazing and you did something that made you happy and made you smile and made you say, wow, my kids could look back and be like, wow, you had a great life, Dad. You lived your life to the most. And that's the thing that you could probably take out of anything in life. But that's the biggest lesson I probably learned, especially on this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know it's been a long motivational rap. I know it's been a long thing. It hasn't been sports like you usually are, or you usually are accustomed to. But it's just a little wrap-up, a little, season finale, stuff like that. I'd like to thank everybody for watching the entire season long. It's been amazing. This is the season finale of Game Day Gridiron. It's been fun. This is your host, CJ. Holding it down, I've been holding it down and I go it again and again. Who is the dummy that died? I'm the coldest around, but he falling again and again. I'm in the what? I'm in the day. I'm doing 30 on 30 and up. You in the what? You in the way. Either you rolling or rolling the dust. You with us or what? Keep it running. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on the team. Now we on top yeah. Once again. Yeah. I had to tighten the plan. I got it right in the end. Now we on top once again. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on the team. Now we on top once again. Yeah. I had to tighten the plan. I got it right in the end. Now we on 10, 10, 10.